And then he would just be like, hey, talk more. Like,
dude, it's not a funny story.
Come back from break and talk more. And I'm like, all right, I'll talk as long as you want, but I can't do play-by-play.
So you mentioned basketball play-by-play. So I had a little stint where I would do play-by-play at esports tournaments, particularly on Madden.
Okay, I was going to say.
Okay.
Play-by-play and sideline reporting.
You were getting paid to do that, right?
Yeah. So Larry Ridley, shout out Larry Ridley, SNY. He's been on some national stuff. He used to do Madden before Brandon Gaudin.
Yeah, okay.
So one day we're at this esports tournament. I'm there to do Madden, and something happens with one of the guys that's going to do play-by-play for NBA 2K.
Okay.
And for some reason, he now needs me. So all I hear is him yell my name, where's Bo Johnson? Because I'm over here just breaking, you know, drinking something, whatever. I went up there, and, you know, I know the teams that I root for as far as players. So I'm looking, I'm doing play-by-play basketball, which is not extremely difficult, but I'm using only the numbers on the back of the jerseys. I'm not too familiar with, like, random players on random teams, you know, and this is three or four years ago.
Basketball is also fast.
Yeah.
It's really fast.
So, I mean, I kept up, I guess. Only had to do one game until somebody else got there or something like that. But that's just a funny story
for sure.
Get thrown in the fire, man.
Bro, yeah. I was hoping it was not like other sports games. Either like they just throw you into Fortnite and you're supposed to describe like.
Well, it'd be easier to call Fortnite because you're just doing characters or at least they have their names.
No. You'd be terrible at Fortnite. If that's what you think.
I know how to play Fortnite.
Yeah, but like you have to.
I would be terrible calling Fortnite.
Because you'd have to call out location and stuff, where they land.
Yeah,
they
I
have
guess.
Names of the maps, parts of the map, stuff like
but
that.
I feel like if you play it, you probably would know.
And I don't play it.
He didn't say
regularly.
He played it. He said he knows how it's played.
No, I know how to play Fortnite. I don't play it regularly though.
They had the weird no build.
I never played Fortnite one time in my life. If I had to try to call play by play on Fortnite,
I only knew how to play.
It would be a disaster.
Fortnite because I played Call of Duty.
I didn't even know that play by play on Fortnite would be something that would be possible.
Oh, I watched plenty of, like, I watched that stuff, like Twitch. And so I've watched, like, esports tournaments that are, like, first-person shooters, FPS, COD, Fortnite, stuff like that.
And people
Street
will
Fighter
call
tournaments.
Play-by-play on it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
I've watched Street Fighter tournaments. I mean, I also watch, like, chess tournaments online.
Wow.
Do people call play-by-play on that?
Yeah.
Huh.
Seriously? Well, a lot of those go kind of fast.
Well,
if it's
Lightning or Blitz, then sure, speed chess, essentially.
Speed
but, like,
nice.
There's also, like, the sort of chess that might take 8 hours for a match.
I could call play-by-play on that.
No.
How do you feel time, like, in between moves? You're just...
They're talking about
tell
potential...
Stories.
Look at those nice chess pieces.
They talk about potential traps and trades that you might
Yellow
give
marble
up and,
from Yellowstone.
You know, sacrifices that... You might work in your favor, and how you have to avoid certain moves because your board's been in that position.
Do they have to be
before.
Quiet and talk like this?
I would. Think so.
I don't think
if
they're
goes,
in the.
If he goes rook five, to
I would. It would have to be a lot like a golf broadcast.
Well, they're in a studio. They're not.
Well, they should be right there. How can you really call play by play if you're not court size?
They have an aerial view.
Oh, okay.
Can you imagine just? Oh, what a blunder by...
And he just took his rook, and now he's in check.
That'd be amazing.
God, what is happening?
That'd be amazing.
That would be hilarious.
Like, the guy would be totally rattled because, like, he's calling the action of what he just did, and, like, he's questioning his decision in real time. That would actually probably give it away, too, because...
Bartholomew Jones has no idea what to do here. He was just stunned by the check on the rook.
Well,
he's like, wait a minute. No, I fucking did that on purpose. That was my setup, but you just gave it all away by yelling about it, you fuck.
Yeah, the broadcasters have advanced computer analysis, right?
Okay.
So they know what the best move
what they should do. Okay.
And then they start to question, will he see this? Does he know? It's actually...
So look, it's basically
if,
like...
If you're not into chess, then it's like, it's never going to be entertaining.
Right. But
I'm like mildly into chess. But that's, I found it incredibly...
But that's
incredibly
a lot,
fascinating.
But that's a lot like with some of the broadcasts now that incorporate like the live analytics that are like, all right, this... Like, the numbers say go for it here.
You have to deal with the execution of the play.
Sure.
Which is a wild card compared to... This is,
I just don't...
There is one defined move that is... Like, they have, like, meters that are like, if he does this move, chance to win is here.
Yeah, it's like...
So it is those sorts of analytics, but there's not the wild card of, like, he might fuck up and fumble the chess piece and the other guy picks it up
but then
and
there's
runs
also,
the other way with it.
But then there's also the part of chess, too, where it's like, I might be doing this on purpose. to make him think I'm trying to do this, to make him make a mistake, to then where I can...
It's a little more difficult.
It's pretty rare to hide a move like that because there's too many counters. Mm-hmm. So it's just difficult to play it from that aspect.
I am not a fan of the graphics on football games that tell you some of the analytical stuff, especially the graphic that's win percentage, that's whatever.
Because every play changes.
It changes, but also like, okay.
I also don't pay attention to it.
Say you're down.
It's kind of dumb.
It's right. It's not going to affect my... I'm not going to not watch.
How many 95% win likelihood have we seen fucking blown?
My thing is just, yeah, every week. It happens. But
which
like,
means the numbers are wrong.
But if you're a casual viewer.
Like
and
a long touch, these things don't account for like long touchdowns.
You turn the thing on that says 95% chance this game's over. Well, I'm just going to click the game off then.
Yeah.
Like, well, the game's over. 98% chance this team wins. I don't really care who wins the game one way or the other. It just seems like a mildly self-defeating graphic.
My favorite
to
is
tell
like
people that there's almost
say
no chance.
Go for it. I'm like, it's 4th and 2 at their own 9.
Right.
Go for it. What do you mean go for it?
Right. Or there was one, I don't remember what game it was. It might have been the Falcons game. I don't remember what it was, but it was some game over the weekend where a team had to go for it because it was 4th and 20 or something like that.
And it said
they were down by multiple touchdowns and all that stuff. I said, well, the analytics say to kick. It's like, well, fucking course they do. It's 4th and 20, yeah. And they're in their own territory.
So,
do
you think that it's only 4th and 2 situations for the history or however long they've been recording that, and it's at least 51%? That's the only that's where they get that from. You think it's that narrow of a?
No,
you know
I mean? I'm sure it's also score and game situation and all that kind of stuff.
I don't think it's very well taking into account game. It does take into account game situation. I agree. I don't think it takes it into account very.
So you think they take 4th and 2s from like the 20, all of those, as opposed to 4th and 2 from the 45?
I think that's right. But what they can't do, though, is that game situation. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and those
like,
players.
What's happening in that game at that moment, the third string
left tackle. If your defense has gotten 5 straight stops, maybe punt the ball and let your defense get a stop.
Well, and how your team matches up with the other team. And,
right. Well, then there's also people that believe momentum doesn't exist because they can't prove it in numbers. But
what?
Unquantifiable.
Anybody that's ever watched sports or played them knows that momentum does exist because obviously it does because everyone's seen it happen a million different times. Pretty much every game you have has some momentum.
Was only one direction of momentum in that Celtics game last night.
Yes.
They shot the shit out of the
when
three
ball.
When you
make 10 threes in the first quarter, it's going to be a pretty good start.
I was hoping it would entertain me. I'm like, this is a blowout. It's a 20-point game.
Yeah, that game wasn't any good. The Lakers-Timberwolves game was pretty good. It was pretty fun. I mean, the funny thing is, it's opening night. It's the Lakers. It's on national TV. People are going to watch it. The Lakers played pretty good and won. And they beat the Timberwolves, who were in the West Finals last year.
Yep.
So now people are going to do this funny
thing.
Yeah,
they're contenders. They're
challengers. Where they act like the Lakers are good.
Yeah.
And no one will watch a game again until Christmas.
Because 17 points, bro. Lakers are about to win the championship.
Yeah. Anthony Davis did his weird thing where, like, he looks like an MVP for a 3-game stretch, and then he'll disappear for 12 games.
Yep.
Can't wait.
He just
dropped 37-16 last night.
Yeah, he was incredible. He was incredible. Yeah.
And then we'll see another performance like that
on Christmas.
Late November.
Yeah.
So it's like, what the fuck are you doing, man?
Yep. No, I know. The NBA is in such a weird spot right now where they haven't transitioned in terms of marketing the actual stars, and they've stayed marketing LeBron and KD and
they're trying
and Steph.
They're trying to get Ant-Man.
They're trying. They're trying.
He's the one that wants to take it a little bit, too. Like, Tatum's not really thrusting himself
into
spotlight.
There's so many of them, though.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Like, they've done okay
with Luka. They're getting better
with
Wemby and Luka.
But, like, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is one of the 5 best players in the league.
Couldn't pick him out of lineup.
Nobody knows who he is.
If he didn't have the headband on, I wouldn't even know which team.
They were the number one seed in the West last year. They'll probably be the number one seed in the West again this year. Like, I know that they're in Oklahoma City, but when KD and Westbrook were in Oklahoma City, everybody knew who they were. So it's not really a market problem. But anyway.
We heard from Randy one time during his vacation, and it was to take a shit on Rudy Gobert.
Kind of. It was to relay
via someone
that
else.
Someone near him had taken a shit on Rudy Gobert.
That was so funny.
He just wanted to let us know that that had happened.
But were they taking a shit on Rudy Gobert to Randy because they know that?
I don't know. I'll ask him when he gets back.
That would make the most
but
sense,
I don't
right?
know if that
if
guy,
it was a listener?
If it's a listener that knows that we make a lot of fun of Rudy Gobert.
There's no way.
Or if it was
that
just
he ran into a fucking listener where he is.
I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, look, I know you guys are.
It's
worldwide,
just Earth. But I mean,
yeah,
you know,
it's true.
He's not on Neptune, you know. I mean, might as well be
the Odyssey app freaking
for as far as they had to go. But I don't think it was because he said it was a French guy. It was just a French guy who doesn't like Rudy Gobert.
Yeah, he saw that he's always getting 110 milli, and he's like, "Fuck that guy, he sucks." And then Randy overheard it and told us, and it was hilarious.
Hey, this guy hates Rudy Gobert too.
I had a chuckle.
Yeah, that was great. It was great, and Rudy Gobert proceeded to immediately get dunked on by Rui Hachimura.
Yeah.
Like 5 seconds after Randy texted us that, Rui Hachimura dunked on him, and it was like
defensive player of the year.
It's fucking great. I love it. Yeah, I don't know. It's like totally unreasonable dislike for him and Karl Anthony Towns and like various other guys. God, the Knicks have like three guys now. I can't stand Campaign, the little left-handed backup point guard. I can't stand that guy. I can't stand Karl Anthony Towns. And, I mean, pretty much most Knicks in general. Tibbs, just looking at him, I don't like. They're going to be a difficult team to watch this year. I do really like Mikal Bridges, and I do really like
Brunson?
Brunson.
Yeah.
But, yeah,